Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart,
from the people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide. Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Nandito na naman tayo sa ating palatuntunang Ginintuang Gabay.
Gawang Gabay.
Sa English, Golden Guide. At sa aking dialect na Cebuano, Bulawanong Gia.
Bulawanong Gia.
Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Very clear. When you speak the Bulawanong Gia, very clear. Thank you very much. Good morning to all of us.
Good morning.
And yeah. Thank you so much. This as what I have, the message that I have sent you.
Yeah.
This is the last Sunday, part 9, to discuss about the small amount, but with integrity.
Yes.
So that is our topic. So, three times, Brother Sachs, you are with me this topic, and Brother Angus, this is your first and the last. Good morning, Brother Sark, Brother Angus, and Sister Madam Christine.
Morning to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Before anything else, I ask Brother Sark for our opening prayer.
Thank you, Lord God. Today, we're just blessed that we belong to you.
Yes, Lord.
And we belong because you say so. And today, we thank you for your generosity, for your encouragement, for the way that you have guaranteed our salvation, that the fact that in everything, that your kindness just sets us free. It liberates us to be the people you've called us to be.
Thank you, Lord.
So this morning, as we look at life issues, we ask that you'd make it clear that we would see, that it would illuminate us in ways that help us to be your children in every way. Amen.
Amen. So, I don't know already that what will I'm going to do. I had the son of my first degree cousin was celebrated his birthday. So, Don Nelson Bintain in the Philippines, belated happy birthday. At sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, sa inyo to, kung nakalipas na, belated. Kung sa linggo na ito, advance happy birthday. At sa araw ito, nito, nagdiwang ka, happy birthday to you. So, this song sa inyo tong lahat. Happy birthday, Mahal. Oh, you go. By Ma'am Gloria Belen. Ito na, mga kaibigan. Pakinggan natin.
Oh, awesome.
Almost
going. ti, ako sa yo. Oh, happy birthday, aking sinta. Sana'y maligaya ka. Alalahanan na ang puso ko.
Okay, napakinggan natin ang ating pang-birthday song sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, sa inyong lahat. Belated once again, my first degree nephew, Nelson Bintayan, because he is the son of my first degree cousin. Rorong, happy birthday at sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, God bless you all. So isunod natin ang ating gospel song live. Live singing with Brother Angus, Brother Zach, and Madam Christine. The title of the song is When I Look Into Your Holiness.
When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, when I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthralled in your when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. And I worship you. I worship you,
my Lord,
the reason I
we live is to worship the God whom we believe. He is worthy to be praised and to be worshipped by His all creatures. Even the all creatures. That is the how do we call just like a decree.
Yeah.
Yes.
Commandments.
Yes.
Even the forest, all animals in the skies, in the sea, on the earth.
Yeah.
And most of us, we claim that humans are the special created by God. So it's good. Even you recognize yourself, or we recognize ourselves, that we are special created.
Amen.
Let us also let the animals to live this the same planet.
Yeah. Just wanted to mention that
let us not be as selfish.
Yeah.
We share them. Okay. But
That was the first song by the Golden Guide Choir.
Oh.
And that's Christine Bjorklin, Zach Bjorklin.
Don't forget.
The guitar player from South Auckland, Manny River.
Don't forget to compose Golden Guide song, okay?
We'll be doing it. Thank you, Senor. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. So let us proceed, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, those who are viewing this live broadcast. And the guys are here. They are veterans in the ministry.
I am
younger than them, but I consider myself just like old.
Thank you.
So
thank you, Ron.
Veterans in the serving of the Lord. So mga kaibigan, magpatuloy tayo. So the same topic, Brother Zach and Brother Angus.
Amen.
So the topic that we have.
Yes.
Better is a little with righteousness than great income with injustice. So our theme, small amount but with integrity.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And
here in the living, the New Living Translation, it's a slightly simpler and more direct, maybe. It's better to be poor and godly. Better to be poor and godly than rich and dishonest. Somehow, when we're humble, the Bible says that God
exalts.
Yeah, God exalts us. He lifts us up.
Amen.
Amazing. I mean, isn't that awesome? Be humble and God lifts you up. So, but when I'm proud, what does he do, Brother Angus?
Oh, we need prayer for that, Zach, I think. We need to pray for that, the spirit of humility.
Yeah. So, the Bible simply says, God opposes the proud.
Yes.
I do not want any God, particularly the God of heaven, opposing me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So I stay humble. That's my challenge. Yeah. To stay humble.
Yeah.
My beloved had a passage in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Let's have a look at that.
To 19. I think over the years of being a Christian, I think it's been easy to trust God in lots of things, but I think one of the biggest areas in my life has been to trust God in the area of money. And the scripture says it very well. It says, teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. Tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always being ready to share with others. By doing this, they will be storing up their treasure as a good foundation for the future, so that they may experience true life.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful. Amen. Beautiful.
And here's our challenge, isn't it? That the love of money, which we've talked about, is the root of all kinds of evil.
Yes.
And so our challenge is simply, well, what do we do? Do we like it? We long for it often, but somehow the sense is, if I love it, it becomes a problem. And so, what do I do?
Yes.
Well, frankly, my challenge is to love God. more than my money.
Amen.
And, yes. You know, amen. Often, you know, when you get saved, right. We talk about, you know, there's right. various salvations, and one of the salvations is my wallet. You know, what do I do with my wallet? Am I generous or am I greedy? Am I, you know, what's the word?
Stingy.
There's another word, yeah. There's probably a few more words there.
Brother Asak,
yes.
If we will become matured enough about the knowledge of the will of God, even he is rich or wealthy person, the things belonging to him is not really his. Well, if we remember, all of these things from God, and God who owned this, the whole planet Earth, the whole universe, the galaxy, all
belongs to the Lord. Earth is the Lord's.
So if you are a rich or wealthy, actually the things that you own, that you have, is not yours. So you are just only steward.
Caretaker.
Yes. If you are not a good steward, you forget.
You're right.
You always, this is mine, this is mine. But if you, as what I have said, if you have matured enough about the knowledge, the will of God, you are not the real owner, only steward. So that's why, who are we to be proud? We must humble ourselves. The things that we have is not ours, but it is of God. So that's why God opposes the proud.
Yeah, exactly. So the question comes, my natural nature, my sense of earthly nature, means that I want to claim everything for me. And sometimes I want to claim Angus's stuff on me too. I shouldn't do it, but that's the feeling, you know. That it's more than jealousy. It's actually the 10th command, which basically says that I desire in such a way as to take the things of somebody else. And God says, change your thinking. He says, change your thinking.
It's interesting in Psalm 22, Christine. What's your version there, Christine? Psalm 22, verse 27 and 28. Christine's just going to read for us from her beloved, beautiful Bible there that she keeps right next to her bed at night. Psalm 22, verse 27 and 28, please, Christine.
Okay, verse 27. The whole earth will acknowledge the Lord and return to him. Oh, have I got the right?
Yes, you're right on.
All the families of the nations will bow down before him, for royal power belongs to the Lord. He rules all the nations.
Take a look.
Let the rich of the earth feast and worship. Bow down before him, all you who are mortal, all whose lives will end as dust.
Yes.
Just that verse 28, please, Christine.
So 27 after 28.
Royal power belongs to the Lord. He rules all the nations.
So 22. That's
an interesting principle when we're talking here about the preparations of the heart. Because God says, I want to know what your heart is. Morning, Roland. You're from the Philippines, are you?
Oh,
that's very kind. Okay, well, you can read for us Psalm 22, verse 27, verse 28, please. Your Bible?
I have here. I would like to read in my own dialect.
So, we're waiting there for you, sir.
Because long time all I have been always reading with the Tagalog, so
Psalm
it's 22, good sometimes.
Psalm 22 in your
24.
Spanish-speaking...
Proverbs.
Psalm 22.
Psalm 22, sorry.
Yes, please, if you don't mind.
Psalm 22, verse 27 up to 28.
Yes, please.
Okay. In my dialect.
Yes, please.
Cebuano.
Thank you.
Ang tanang mga kinatumyan sa yuta mahinumdum ug managbalik ngadto sa Ginoo ug ang tanang mga kabanayan sa mga kanasuran managsimba sa tubangan mo. Kay iya sa Ginoo ang ginharian ug siya mao ang magmamando ibabaw sa mga nasod. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So all of,
yeah,
even the kingdoms.
And too often we look around the world and we say, well, who's in charge? But the reality is that God puts leaders in charge. And
yes,
even evil ones. Mm. And it's often so that people will repent and turn back to God.
Amen.
This happened with Israel. It happens in the world today. And classic places like Nicaragua today, Brazil. It was the most recent. There was a lovely man named Bolsonaro who was in charge. And now there's a guy called Maduro who's he's a bit of a criminal, which is a bit sad. But, hey, God puts people in charge.
Yes.
And you just say,
amen.
Why?
Amen.
Well, there will be a very, very good reason. Because God doesn't mess around. He sees the end from the beginning. And therefore, we trust him. We lean on him for the answers.
Amen.
So,
Did you say amen, Isaac?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's a good word. Amen. Hey, Chris.
Now, the next scripture that relates to this, Matthew 7 and verse 24. Can you read it again, honey?
No one can serve two masters, or you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
You want to take it a little bit further?
That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food.
That's
in
right. Barns. That's right, Pastor.
For your heavenly Father feeds them. Mm. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life?
Mm. Amen. Could we do that verse 24, Matthew 7, 24, in Tagalog?
7 or 6?
7. Matthew 7.
Verse 24.
Yeah.
Verse 24.
Yes, please.
In Tagalog.
Yes, please.
No, maybe 6:24.
7:24.
7:24?
Yep.
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 7, verse 24.
Okay. Therefore, kaya ang bawat dumirinig ng aking mga salitang ito ay ginaganap, ay matutulad sa isang taong matalino at itinayo ang kanilang bahay sa ibabaw ng bato. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So God is again just challenging us. You know, which way are we going? Are we gonna follow our own desire, or are we gonna bow down? Are we gonna submit?
Yes.
Are we going to surrender to His purpose? And it's a challenge because I don't like submitting, but I do it because it's the best for me.
Amen.
You know, that just like you found in James 4:7, surrender to God.
Yeah.
Resist the devil, and he will flee.
Amen.
And so often we have the devil annoying us and trying to encourage us to do the wrong thing. And how do I solve it? By surrendering to God.
Amen.
My challenge.
Yeah.
And that is equally true of how I handle money. Now, God says that we should be generous and we should be joyful as we give to others.
Amen.
And
especially
when it talks about the church.
Yes.
That we give to the church so that the church can bless the community.
Yeah.
Generous and joyful. And that's true of everything. The Bible says if somebody asks of you, you should give to them.
Mm.
And I say, oh, that's a bit of a challenge.
Yep.
Well, I've had that challenge, and I chose to honor it.
Yeah.
And there's a sense that I gave away, but somehow I prosper more. Yes. I don't Amen. Know quite how Amen. That works. Amen. But it works because God's in charge.
Yes.
And he's a good God.
Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 is very interesting, isn't it? Mm. It says, now all things, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 18. Now all things are of God, Zach. Christine, have you got a verse there? Yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18.
Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Verse 18, please, if you don't mind. From the Holy Bible, please. Yes.
Sorry, I've got 1 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians.
Yeah, how else should we get 2 Corinthians?
Yeah. 5 and 18.
Okay. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can we do that in Tagalog too?
Okay. Natapwat ang lahat ng mga bagay ay pawang sa Diyos. Amen. Na pinakapagkasundo tayo sa Kanya'y rin sa pamamagitan ni Kristo at ibinigay sa amin ang ministeryo sa pagkasundo. Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's really beautiful.
Beautiful.
Now all things are of God,
yeah.
who has now reconciled us to himself.
Amen.
Wow. You know, reconciling, that's what accountants do, isn't it? They look at the numbers and say, you don't have enough. And what does God do? He puts it in our account.
Hallelujah.
And then when the reconciliation comes, he says, hey, you got plenty. Isn't that wonderful? I saw Jesus put it in your account.
Hallelujah.
And you've got plenty now. And that's what God does. He turns my lack into plenty. And he does it in every area of my life that I lean on him with. It's amazing what God will do. You know, right now, we gave away half a house to an area that was needed. And right now we are renting for the first time in 40 years. But you know what? God provides us everything we need.
Amen.
And there's the scripture says there's a way that seems right to a man. But, and it carries on, but the way of that is
destruction.
Death. Yeah, exactly. I need somehow to believe him and trust him for the answers.
Amen.
And it works. Aye.
So let us, I mention once again, our theme, small amount, but with integrity.
Yes.
So there are some, if the business, man or man, woman,
yes,
if they are greedy of profits, they don't care. They want to get what they want.
Yeah.
But high income, but injustice.
Yeah.
So,
and somehow, the higher the income, the less people lean on God. You remember we quoted that scripture. In fact, I think it's written in here, where the scripture said that for a rich man it's very difficult to get into the kingdom of God.
Mm.
I've got it there. That's I don't know
so
exactly.
True. That is so true.
And Jesus said it's. In fact, it's. It would be harder for a man to get into heaven than for a camel to go through the eye of the needle. That little entrance into the city. And the disciple says, well then, who can be saved? And Jesus says, with man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there's our challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Is that...
Listening.